Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 5th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's happening in the celestial agenda for April 5th to April 12th and beyond? First up is Venus, planet of romance and relationship, which will be changing signs on Monday, April 6th. Venus leaves Aries and enters Taurus. Since Venus is the ruler of the sign Taurus, Venus will be in its own sign. That makes the significations of both Venus and Taurus strong for the rest of April. Venus is one of the natural benefics, a planet that brings good things in life, like agreement, love, pleasures, money. So, when this planet is strong, life is a bit easier. A good thing. While transiting through Taurus, Venus will be opposite to and in mutual aspect with Saturn, meaning the two planets will be influencing each other. Since Venus is a natural benefic and strong in its own sign, the significations of Saturn will be benefited by Venus's influence. Going in the other direction, Saturn, the planet of limitation and responsibility, will be sending its restrictive energy to Venus, which will force Venus to behave more responsibly and thereby curtail the excesses of the planet of pleasures in the sign of sensual enjoyments. That keeps things more mature, but still enjoyable. Looking elsewhere in the zodiac, we find that Jupiter ends its retrograde phase on Wednesday, April 8th. After being backwards in the zodiac for 4 months and having its significations held back, the planet of wealth and prosperity, increase and enlargement, optimism and confidence, opportunity, wisdom, truth, and religion will now return to normal forward motion in the zodiac. Jupiter, like Venus, is classed as a natural benefic, and since Jupiter is in Cancer, its sign of exaltation, Jupiter's significations will be expressed to full benefit, which is a good thing. Hey, that's two good things in 1 week. Jupiter will remain in Cancer until mid-July of this year. Lastly, at the end of the week, Mercury changes signs, leaving Pisces and entering Aries on Saturday, April 11th. The planet of rational thinking and communication, data and information, ideas and reasons, and the media will be expressing itself through the fiery, creative, proactive sign of making things happen, Aries. And that's not all. Mercury will have to deal with Mars, already transiting here. Mars is strong in the sign it rules, Aries. Mars, the planet of action and force, combined with Mercury, the planet of information and communication, makes for fast-moving events and lots of forceful expression and argument. So, we can expect media excitement, heated discussions over the coming weeks while the two planets are together. Another thing, Mars causes distortion to Mercury's facts. So, in the haste to get things said, liberties with the truth will be taken. In other words, lying. Mercury moves pretty fast. It will catch up to Mars in just a week and a half. The exact conjunction of Mars and Mercury will be on April 22nd at 22 degrees Aries. Okay, that's it for the upcoming planetary action this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at Astro News Report.